Today's podcast topic is Why Life is Life, Ultimately Knowing Purpose. Welcome to Episode 4, The Difference Between Meaning of Life and Meaning in Life. I'm Dr. Mel, and I'm really glad you're here. Let's start with a simple phrase. Life is life. It sounds almost too simple, maybe even repetitive, but within it, there's something deeply powerful, and honestly, something very freeing. Because at some point, we all ask the same question, why am I here? What is my purpose? And the truth is, many people spend years, sometimes decades, trying to find that answer. Some don't begin to understand it until much later in life. Now let me bring this into something real. Have you ever had one of those days where everything just goes wrong? You're stuck in traffic, you spill your coffee, a simple conversation turns into an argument, and suddenly you've missed a deadline. Now you're frustrated, you're exhausted, and you start asking, why is this happening to me? That question, that's where we begin searching for the meaning of life. But then, after you sit with it, after the emotions settle, something shifts. You begin to realize, this is just life. Life is life. And that realization is the beginning of awareness. So let's break this down in a way that actually helps us live it. First, there has to be acknowledgement, a deep awareness that life is constantly changing. Nothing stays the same. Everything is evolving. Second, when we talk about the meaning of life, we're talking about something much bigger, something universal. But here's the truth. Because life is always changing, there may never be one single fixed answer. Instead, meaning is often found in how we live, how we show up, how we give back, even in the smallest ways. Now let's bring it closer to home. The meaning in life, that's personal. That's about you. Your goals, your actions, your decisions. It's about creating something, showing up for someone, committing to growth. And in those moments, you begin to feel purpose. You begin to feel significance. Even reflecting on what you've done, what you've overcome, can give your life a deeper sense of meaning. And then there's another layer, the connection to yourself, your values, your beliefs, your creativity, the small daily actions that shape who you are becoming. Because when your actions align with your values, life begins to feel more meaningful, even in its complexity, even in its uncertainty. Now here's something important to understand. Most of the time, we're not in control. In fact, you could say we control very little. But what we do control are our choices. The choice to pause, the choice to see reality clearly, the choice to move forward with intention. That's where meaning begins to take form. Not in waiting, but in doing, in showing up, in taking that next step, even when things feel unclear. Because meaning in life comes from action, from choosing to invest in yourself, to grow, to stay resilient, even when life feels uncertain. And meaning of life is often discovered through connection, through understanding others, through contribution, through a sense of wholeness. So when we say, life is life, we're not dismissing the chaos, we're accepting it. We're recognizing that life can be messy, unpredictable, even overwhelming at times, but also beautiful, even in the middle of the storm. So instead of resisting it, we learn to move through it, to find the good, even in the confusion, and to keep taking steps forward toward meaning, toward purpose, toward growth. That's why life is life. Thank you for being here with me today. I'd really love to hear your thoughts. What does life is life mean to you? Go ahead and share your input. I look forward to engaging with you.